This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Is to fight crime in Missouri, to reduce the rate of crime, and to do that in collaboration with local prosecutors, police, sheriffs, the highway patrol. That's job one, priority one. Nothing we do will be more important.
Yep. Catherine Hanaway there. We interviewed her on Friday. Let's get to John Lamping, please.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom! All right, John, great to have you back with us this morning. How are you?
Mark, Dan, great to be with you both.
Absolutely. Yeah, you heard a little bit of my clip there from my interview with Catherine Hanaway on Friday. Any fresh thoughts on her as AG?
Yeah, well, you know, we spoke last Tuesday morning and she had yet to be named AG, but it certainly seemed as if she was the favorite, and not surprised at all that Mike tapped her for this job. The most interesting thing, I think, in her initial press conference and any follow-ups is immediately to come out and commit to a 7-year term. Obviously, she needs to be reelected in 3 years, and she spoke to that. But her idea that she's committed to the job after having, I mean, she's, what, the fourth AG in 6 years or something like that. And so I think it's a very, very much a Mike Keogh pick, as we discussed last week. He's known her forever. She's the opposite. Her approach to the office will be through the legal lens much more so than the political lens. In politics today, and for quite some time, really since the Tea Party, there's a part of the party that looks at the Tea Party politicians or looks at the mega politicians, and they kind of roll their eyes and they're not too enthused about what they have to say. And Mike Keogh and Catherine are in that camp. It doesn't mean they're not capable of what they do, but their approach to office is very different than what has been the dominant energy in the Republican Party for the past 15 years, which is Tea Party / MAGA.
Well, I did think it was interesting that in her acknowledgement and her thanking Mike Keogh, she also thanked Andy Blunt, because we've talked about that before, right? I mean, the Blunt family has a lot of influence with Mike Keogh and his campaign, and I think he ran his inauguration, and all of that just lines up perfectly because Catherine Hanaway is soundly in that camp as well, right?
Yeah, if you rewind to maybe 2006, that when she was the speaker, Missouri Republican Party politics was very much establishment Republican Party. It was there was a very strong Bush presence here in St. Louis. Kit Bond, the Blunt family, Mike Keogh was on the transportation committee at that time, board transportation, and Catherine was the speaker. And that approach to politics was very much hand in glove with the Chamber of Commerce. It was all about tax credits and trying to figure out what we could do to, you know, work with different industries to keep them here. It wasn't about what was the Tea Party, which is about cutting spending, and obviously what is MAGA, which was a huge populist movement. The Republican Party back in 2006 wasn't the party of the working class. It was a very different party. It was a lot more like the stereotype of meaning like the country club type of approach to politics. Quite frankly, it was an approach to politics that more often than not led to Republicans being the minority. But that's the circle that Mike was in, that Catherine was in. Ann Wagner and Catherine are best of friends. It's all the same approach. And for better or for worse, that's what Mike Keogh wants to have the philosophy, governing philosophy, be. And I think it's obvious with this appointment that he expects to have Catherine right at his side the whole time he's in office.
You know, Andrew Bailey, and even before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Him, Schmidt, Holly, they all did not shy away from the political battle. You called them political battles, but going into heavily Democratic districts to help clean up messes. Do you see Catherine having that same conviction, going after lame prosecutors who aren't doing their job, who aren't being hard on crime? Because as a prosecutor herself, she was pretty tough on crime and always fought for heavy sentences against criminals. How do you see her managing that in Kansas City and St. Louis, where some of these prosecutors are, you know, extremely loose?
I expect that will be her primary focus. And I think she'll do a very good job at that. Her style will be very different, though. She won't be on Mark's show as quite so often as the previous three attorney generals. She won't be looking for the cameras all that often. That aspect of what I expect from this attorney general's office is maybe even better, because I think she'll be more focused on the legal aspects of it and less focused on the political spin, if you will. My biggest concern with her approach and with Governor Keogh's approach is they're just way too friendly with corporate America. They will work very specifically with the Chamber of Commerce. For example, here we are. It's been, what, at least a week since the president has tweeted out that Missouri was next in line to change their maps. And you'll notice Governor Keogh hasn't really spoke very much about it, hasn't called a special session. Quite frankly, he's not really interested in doing a 7-1 map. That's far too partisan for him. And it was interesting, I think, yesterday that the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce has come out and said that they're very much against the idea of a 7-1 map. They don't want to break up the congressional representation in the Kansas City area, which will be required by a 7-1 map. And, you know, I still think that Mike has to call a special session and go to the 7-1 map. It's a political gift to him, meaning that if he does it, then he can point to it when he seeks reelection as him being somewhat MAGA on some level, populist on some level. But I tell you what, he hates the idea of it. He really doesn't want to do it. You look at the other governors, and they're chomping at the bit to get new maps drawn. And all Mike can say is, well, I'm talking to House and Senate leaders and maybe. And that just speaks to him not being partisan, not being political. And Catherine will be very much the same way. I mean, she will not. You'll never see Catherine say something out loud that the governor wouldn't like. And right now, I think the governor doesn't really like the idea of going to a 7-1 map.
Do you see her staying in the seat, or is there political aspirations here? We'd like to see some stability in that position. Do you think she'll see this term out and seek a second term?
I think she most certainly will. Catherine is my age, so she's in her early 60s. But at the same time, where else might she go, right? So the governor's the governor the same time that she'll be the attorney general. She didn't say, I wouldn't run for governor when Mike's termed out after two terms. So she puts herself in a position for that. And I am quite confident, though, that the one caveat would be is how soon the governor has to pick a U.S. senator. So, for example, what I expect in 2026, I think Josh Hawley will be up on the stage running for president. But if he were to fail, he can keep his Senate seat. But the wild card will be Schmidt. I think Eric Schmidt was dying to run for president, but he sees all these roadblocks ahead of him, and he has to run for re-election in 2 years. So he'll run for re-election, but then depending on who the president is, he could very well find himself in the administration, and at that moment in time is when Kehoe would be governor and would have the capacity to appoint a U.S. senator. And Catherine would probably be right now at the top of that list, even prior to this. So we'll see. I think that she made the right decision to come out and suggest that she'll be there for 7 years. It's the same 7 years that Kehoe will be there.
Wow. You're the first one that I've heard suggest Hawley is looking at the presidency.
You think he'll challenge JD? He'll challenge JD for sure.
He doesn't have a path to the presidency. I mean, there's no chance he will be there. But if you listen closely and follow along, he's a different type of populist. And I think that he'll want to be heard even when we have a very logical successor. I mean, I think JD is going to be a phenomenal president. But it's unusual that we wouldn't have at least a moment in time where other candidates are heard. And so the question is, who's going to stand on the stage with him if J.D. Vance has to stand up on a stage? And I mean, it'd be very unusual for there to be not to be some primary process. Even if Trump endorses him from the beginning, you still have to go through the process. So
yeah.
I think Josh wants to be heard on that stage.
Yeah, I think Rubio may want to be heard, too.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of them like that. Exactly, that's true. John, thank you for your time.
Very good. Nice to be with you both.
Absolutely. All right, thank you.
Appreciate you, John. Thanks,
absolutely,
bud.
Yeah, former Senator at Lamping there. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that. It's just the first time I've heard anybody say they thought Hawley had his eyes on that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think we all know he has aspiration. 26, it was what I was questioning when he said.
When he said,
beginning his campaign, because he would have to probably announce in late 26 if he's going to go for it.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
But I don't see it. I think if this administration continues to knock down barriers, continue to fulfill the promises that they made, promises kept, I think JD is going to be a shoo-in, and could win by a landslide, especially with a Rubio by his side or another populist type person. I think Rubio is another. I mean, you can't go wrong. The bench is deep on the Republican side, to be quite honest with you.
I would agree.
Whereas the Democrats are head scratching trying to figure out who the heck they're going to. Are they going to put the dumpster fire governor of California out there? Really? That's the best they can come up with?
Or the dumpster fire governor of Minnesota? Illinois?
Please make that happen.
Or Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah, their bench is not deep.
Or let's recycle Kamala. Let's do that again.
Oh,
let's do that one over again.
No, I cannot even imagine that.
Oh, my gosh, it's great radio, brother. What are you talking about? She would be perfect.
Word salad again. We'd have to listen to.
Here we go.
All right, quick break here. We're back with In Other News in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.